Well, good morning. I have the great privilege and honor to introduce to you Alex Goulart. He is here with his family, his wife Delta, and his two adorable children, Ainoa and Bastion. Yeah. And we're just honored to have him here. We had the chance to have him and his family over to our life group a week or so ago, and just what a wonderful time that was. And I can already say that I think we're best friends.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
At least you hug me like we're best friends, and yeah. That's good.
You too.
So let me just pray with Alex, and then he'll tell more about his ministry. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for Alex and his family and their heart for ministry. We just pray that as they share with us what you have laid on their hearts, that we can encourage them through prayer, through financial support, through whatever it might be, and that we can join with them as they go and share your word, your gospel, with the people of Paraguay. And we thank you for him taking the time now to share that ministry with us, and we praise your name in everything. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Well, good morning, everybody. It's an honor to be here and a privilege to be here. I really enjoy this church and the people that we have met. I will just introduce our family very quickly. I'm Alex Goulart. I'm from Uruguay, a small country in South America, between Argentina and Brazil. My wife, Delta, she is from Mexico. And we met on board this ship called Logos 2. It's not a cruise ship. It's a missionary ship where you're going there two years, going country to country, sharing the gospel with different people from different countries. Then we got married. I still had hair, as you can see. And we went to Uruguay to work in the Grace Church there for 5 years. We worked full-time there for 5 years, and at the same time, we studied at the Baptist Theological Seminary to get a theological education. But I'm still a Grace believer, don't worry. And God bless us with Ainoa, which is sleeping there, and Bastian. And we are happily serving in Paraguay, which is the red country there in the middle of South America, with GMI, Grace Ministries International. And there are a couple of reasons why we are missionaries and why we are serving the Lord. The first reason is the grace of God. It's a privilege to be serving God, and when I think what I was before Christ and now that I had the opportunity to share with others, it's just the grace of God. And my wife is agree as well with me in this case. It's just about His grace. And the second reason, it's a little story. They are Arnie and Sally Selfors. Some of you maybe you know them. They are from the United States, and they went to Bolivia in 1957. They left the comfort here in the United States and all the blessings that this country provides. They could have a wonderful life here and even a wonderful ministry and a wonderful family, but they choose to leave behind all this comfort and blessings, and they went to Bolivia in the 50s to serve God with orphanage. And as you can imagine, Bolivia at that time was a really poor country with not much infrastructure, and life, it wasn't easy at that time. They served there for 25 years, and they planted like 20 churches and a lot of more things. They even lost a kid there, but they continue, they persevere, besides the suffering and the lack of comfort that they could have there. And after 25 years serving faithfully in Bolivia, they came to my country, to Uruguay, in the 80s. And in that time, my country was under a military dictatorship. It wasn't much freedom at that time. My country is an atheist country with 40% of atheists. So it was a hard time. But they came and they served faithfully for 15 years. And they planted a church, which is the church that I come from. They share with a person called Marisa. And Marisa has three children, Talo Vergara, and Gusti, and Natalia. Natalia was my best friend in school and high school, but she never shares Christ with me. But Talo and Gusti became good friends with me, and Talo, some of you know, he was the first one in sharing the gospel with me. He says, "Hey, Alex, where are you going if you die?" "I'm going to heaven, of course." "Say, why?" "Because I'm a good person." Let me share something with you. And he showed me through the Bible that I'm a sinner and I need Christ. Then he came to the States to study at GBC. And now he's a missionary. But I continue studying with his brother, Gusti, who discipled me and helped me to grab in the things of the Lord. So I believe in the ministry of missionaries, and I believe in missions, because I'm a result of missions. Things that a young couple left the United States and their comfort and all the blessings that they could have here, and the wonderful house or car or many different things, and they came to South America to serve and to plant churches, is that I have the opportunity to share the gospel and to receive the grace of God and to have a wonderful hope today. And this is why we want to go and serve as missionaries. We want to go to Paraguay and to find Marisas or Talos or Gustis or Alex or Deltas, and who knows what the grace of God can do in the future. This preacher is called Paul Washer, and he says, there are only two ministries in missions. You are either called to go down into the well, or you are called to hold the rope for those that go down either way. There should be scars on your hands. Where are your scars? What cost you to be a Christian? And if I'm here, it's because a lot of people holds the rope for me, as a lot of people hold the rope for the Selfors or for Talo or for different people. And I know you are a great church in doing that. And we want to go down. We want to go to the well, to Paraguay, to work with Muslims. There is a big, large Muslim community. There are 400 villages without Christian testimony. There are no missionaries, no pastor, no Bible studies. 400 villages in a country of almost 7 million people. And we want to go there. And we would love to hold a rope so we can go. This is Ciudad del Este, where we want to work, and our ministry will be evangelism, discipleship, and church planting. We want to share Christ with every person and every moment and every opportunity. We're not going there to do tourism. If we want to be in a nice country, we could be in another place, but we want to go there to serve the Lord and to take every opportunity to share Christ and share the grace of God with the people there, as somebody did to me. And we want to disciple people. There is a lack of sound doctrine there. As Brooke says, there's a lot of prosperity gospel as well. And people, a lot of churches without Bible, without cross, without grace, without Jesus. It's just about money and prosperity and bring your money. We perform a miracle for you. So we want to work among them and to teach them how to rightly divide the word of God. And we want to establish churches, international churches that can welcome everybody, an Arabic or a Chinese or a Hindus or Buddhists or Paraguayans or indigenous people. They are welcome and they will receive the grace of God. Or we will preach the gospel at them so they may come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We call Paraguay a land of opportunities. Would you come with us? We don't have a team yet. And we don't want to work alone. So we would love to have people coming to serve with us. So may you consider to come up or short mission trip, or maybe a little bit longer, and serve with us. We are easy going, we promise you that. And you can serve with us and try to reach the Paraguayans. There is no Grace Church there, it's a pioneer work, and we are really excited about going there and share Christ with these people, especially among the Muslims that nobody's trying to reach them. Would you pray for us? We really need your prayers. We are weak and we need the grace of God, and the Paraguayans need your prayers as well, that God can touch their hearts. Would you support us financially? As I said, we're going down, but we need somebody to hold the ropes, and it's a teamwork. So please consider to support us financially. For the last thing, but not the less important, it's that we can keep in contact. You can take our prayer cards or sign up for our prayer letters. We would love to keep in contact with you. We are Latinos, so we like to talk and hug and kiss. But forget the kiss part. Just let's keep in contact through Facebook or through email and through Twitter. But let's keep in contact. Let's pray for one another and to support one another so we can go there and share the grace that once we receive because somebody left their comfort and went to share Christ with other people. They share Christ with somebody share Christ with us, and we hope that the list goes on and the grace of God will be spread through the nations. Thank you so much for your time. It has been a privilege to be here. God bless you.